For decades, moving money across international borders has been such a logistical headache for multinational corporations. It's genuinely frustrating to think about how much friction is built into the system.
It really is. Traditional banking channels usually mean waiting days for funds to clear, paying steep intermediary fees, and navigating a complete maze of compliance checks.
But that reality is finally starting to shift. And a recent experiment by one of the world's largest automakers is really putting a wonderful spotlight on this exciting change.
That would be Hyundai Motor. Their U.S. and Mexican operations recently wrapped up a pilot program that moved treasury funds across the border using Tether's USDT stablecoin. They actually settled a $20,000 transfer in roughly 7 minutes over the Avalanche blockchain.
I love how straightforward, yet strategic, that proof of concept was. Hyundai Motor America started by converting a portion of its U.S. dollar holdings into USDT, which is pegged one-to-one to the dollar.
Exactly. Once that conversion was complete, the stablecoins were transmitted across the Avalanche network directly to Hyundai's Mexican subsidiary.
And on the receiving end, they just swapped it back into local currency. The entire transaction wrapped up in under 10 minutes.
For a treasury department that's used to dealing with multi-day settlement windows, that kind of turnaround isn't just convenient. It's genuinely transformative.
What I find really fascinating here is the underlying infrastructure they chose. By tapping into Avalanche, Hyundai leveraged a network famous for its lightning-fast transaction throughput and minimal gas fees.
It's a stark contrast to traditional SWIFT transfers, which often bounce through multiple correspondent banks. This digital pathway moved the value directly from sender to receiver.
And that gives you a transparent, time-stamped ledger entry that both sides can verify independently. It's just so much cleaner and more trustworthy.
It certainly is. And that brings us to why corporate treasury departments are paying such close attention. Corporate treasury operations are fundamentally about liquidity management. Companies need to know exactly where their cash is, when it will arrive, and what it costs to move it.
Absolutely. When you're running manufacturing plants, supply chains, and retail networks across multiple countries, those financial flows are the absolute lifeblood of the organization.
Right. Any delay or unexpected fee can ripple through procurement schedules, payroll cycles, and vendor payments. That's why the speed and cost advantage here matters so much.
It's a real game changer. Conventional international wires often take 2 to 5 business days to clear, leaving funds completely trapped in transit.
Stablecoin transfers settle in minutes, giving treasury teams real-time visibility into their cash positions. Plus, the transaction costs are a fraction of what banks typically charge for foreign exchange and intermediary processing.
And for a multinational moving millions daily, even a tiny reduction in transfer fees translates to massive annual savings. It's incredibly appealing.
Now, to be clear, this pilot doesn't mean companies are abandoning traditional banks. Instead, it highlights a growing trend of integration.
I completely agree. Stablecoins like USDT act as a digital bridge, letting businesses enjoy blockchain efficiency while still staying within familiar financial frameworks.
Precisely. The conversion process at both ends ensures corporate accounting systems can record everything in standard fiat terms, which minimizes disruption to existing bookkeeping workflows. It's a practical approach that prioritizes functionality over ideology.
That's so smart. And Hyundai's experiment really signals that institutional players are moving past theoretical debates and into active testing.
As regulatory clarity improves and blockchain infrastructure matures, we can expect more corporations to explore digital assets for internal settlements, vendor payments, and supply chain financing. The technology is evolving from speculative trading into a genuine utility for everyday business.
I'm so excited to see where this goes. But you're right to point out that widespread adoption will still require careful navigation.
It will. Compliance teams will need to ensure stablecoin transfers meet anti-money laundering standards and local regulations. Accounting departments will have to adapt to new reporting requirements, and IT security teams will need robust custody solutions to protect those digital assets.
These aren't trivial hurdles, but they're definitely manageable challenges for organizations willing to invest in modernization.
Exactly. Now that $20,000 transfer between Hyundai's U.S. and Mexican operations may seem small in the grand scope of global commerce, but it represents a meaningful step forward.
It really does. It proves that stablecoins can handle real-world corporate transactions with incredible speed, accuracy, and cost efficiency.
As more companies follow suit and refine these processes, the traditional model of cross-border payments will inevitably continue to evolve.
For treasury professionals and financial leaders, the message is beautifully clear. The future of corporate finance isn't just digital. It's already arriving, one stablecoin transfer at a time.